Ever feel like the rules of finance were written by goblins?
Yeah, kinda.
It's like in the world of DeFi, sometimes it really does feel that way.
Really, totally.
But hey, I guess that's kind of why we're here, right? To break it down goblin style.
Someone's got to do it.
You've been diving like head first into the goblins protocol and goblins cash, and let's be honest, it can feel like it's own little universe over there.
It's a whole thing.
It is, it is. And you've brought us a specific challenge, figuring out the ins and outs of their guide, how to remove liquidity from goblins. It's a whole step-by-step guide.
Smart move coming to us. Because while the goblins, they give you the map, right? They don't always tell you about the traps along the way.
No, they don't. They don't tell you about those traps exactly. And you're already familiar with liquidity pools being kind of the heart of Goblin's
The
Cash.
heart of it all.
It is. But knowing when and how W to pull your stake, I mean, that's where this deep dive really comes in. Now, the guide starts off by kind of assuming that you might just want to cash out completely, like, give me all my goblin gold back. I'm out of here.
Which, to be fair, sometimes is the right move in DeFi. But this guide, it also highlights a second option, just skimming off those sweet, sweet liquidity provider fees that you've, accumulated.
Okay.
It's like choosing between taking your winnings right now versus letting that goblin gold multiply.
Okay, so two very different approaches to cashing out, it sounds like. The guide then kind of walks us through those withdrawal steps. But before we get to that, I'm curious, from your experience, what's the biggest thing that people should be thinking about when making this decision to actually remove liquidity?
You're absolutely right to focus on the decision itself, because that's often where people trip up.
Yeah.
The guide gets into the nitty-gritty of the execution, and we'll get there too. But the key takeaway is this: removing liquidity, it isn't just about following the steps. It's about understanding your own goals and your own risk tolerance in this crazy DeFi landscape. Are you in it for the quick win, or are you playing the long game? You really have to, you got to figure that out.
Yeah, for sure. It is. It's kind of like easy to get caught up in like all the steps and then forget about the bigger picture, you know?
Easy to get lost in the
It
weeds.
is, it is. Okay, so big picture thinking, engaged. But let's say we've done that, we've made that decision. What's next? I mean, the guide does eventually dive into the step by step, right?
It does. It does. And honestly, it's surprisingly user-friendly. Even I was able to navigate it.
Okay.
And I still like panic every time I have to interact with a smart contract.
Okay, that's reassuring, kind of. I guess what I'm getting at is, are there any, like, I don't know, gotchas or goblin traps we should be aware of once we, like, start clicking buttons and actually doing this
Oh,
stuff?
absolutely. Remember that the review and enter details step, the guide emphasizes it. And it might seem obvious, but in the world of blockchain, a single typo can be disastrous.
Oh yeah, so double, triple check everything, kind of like making sure you got the right goblin guarding your treasure hoard.
Precisely. And this is where understanding the nuances of what you're actually confirming, it becomes really crucial. For instance, the guide talks about the option to withdraw your liquidity in WBCH.
Right, yeah.
It might seem like a small detail, but choosing between regular BCH and wrapped BCH, it can significantly impact what you're able to do with those assets afterwards.
Right, because it's not just about getting your goblin gold back, it's about what you can actually do with it, right? In the goblin market.
Exactly.
So remind me again, why would someone choose wrapped BCH? What's the advantage there?
So you see, WBCH, it acts like a bridge between Bitcoin Cash and the Goblins protocol.
Okay.
It allows BCH, which isn't, directly compatible with Goblin smart contracts, to actually participate in this whole DeFi ecosystem. It's like exchanging your gold coins for goblin minted tokens that are accepted throughout their realm.
Ah, okay. So it's about speaking the goblin language even with your assets.
Yeah.
What's fascinating to me is that, that this choice highlights a key difference between like traditional finance and DeFi. It's like you have more control and options for how your assets are actually interacting within the ecosystem.
Exactly. And the Goblins protocol, for all its quirks, it actually gives you a surprising amount of transparency and flexibility during this whole process.
Okay, that's a point for the goblins for sure. So we've made our choices. We've reviewed everything with a fine-tooth goblin comb. What happens next?
Well, then comes the moment of truth,
Huh?
hitting that confirm button
Yeah.
and sending your transaction out into the blockchain wilderness.
And hoping it doesn't get like eaten by a troll on the way back to our digital wallets.
They're not far off. This is where the guide's mention of Smart Scout becomes really, really handy.
Yeah.
It's like having a goblin tracker who can tell you exactly where your withdrawal caravan is on the blockchain map.
Okay.
And how long it will take to reach its destination.
A goblin tracker. I love it. So not instant gratification, but at least we can follow along on the journey. But even after the transaction goes through, the guide stresses that this isn't where the story ends. They dedicate a whole section to additional tips and considerations, like what kind of goblin wisdom awaits us there. It's almost like the goblins are handing us a treasure map, but with like warnings scribbled in the margins, you know, about dragons and quicksand. Like, what kind of dangers are they trying to warn us about in this additional tips section?
Well, this is where the guide it really goes beyond just the basics into what separates the seasoned goblin wranglers from, you know, those who kind of stumble into a pit of volatile markets. They emphasize, for example, that just because you can withdraw your liquidity at any moment doesn't mean you should.
Oh, okay. So even when it comes to cashing out, like, timing is everything in the goblin market.
Exactly. The guide specifically talks about price impact.
Yeah.
Particularly for those moving like larger amounts.
Yeah.
It's basic supply and demand. Even in the goblin realm, a sudden like influx of assets back into the market, it can cause prices to dip. It's like when a dragon hoards too much gold.
Yeah.
Eventually it loses value because no one else has any left to trade.
Right, right. So you might end up getting less for your goblin gold if you mistime your exit. What I'm hearing is this additional tips section is basically teaching us how to think like a goblin trader, not just a goblin bank customer.
You got it. And another key aspect of goblin-like thinking, never letting your guard down. The guide stresses the importance of continually monitoring your positions, even if you're not actively planning to withdraw.
Oh, okay. Because the DeFi world moves fast. I'm imagining goblins aren't exactly known for their patience.
And notoriously so. Prices, they can shift so rapidly. New opportunities arise. Risks emerge. This isn't a set it and forget it kind of investment.
Yeah.
The guide really emphasizes that staying informed is key.
So constant vigilance, just like you'd need if you were like actually navigating a dungeon full of goblins.
Right.
But at least, unlike a lone adventurer, we don't have to face these challenges alone, right? The guide mentioned something about the goblin community.
Yes. The goblin community, they're a boisterous bunch, always eager to share their exploits, both good and bad. The guide encourages, you know, users to really tap into this network, whether it's forums, social media, or even those late night goblin Discord servers. It's a gold mine of firsthand experiences, tips, and warnings about the latest goblin market trends.
So learning from the mistakes and triumphs, I guess, of others who've braved the goblin market before us.
Exactly.
That's invaluable. This has been an incredible, incredible deep dive, really, really taking us beyond just understanding the mechanics of removing liquidity on goblins' cash, but equipping us, I think, with the right mindset to navigate this exciting and let's be honest, sometimes intimidating world of DeFi.
The goblins, they might play by their own rules, but with a little preparation and a lot of vigilance, there are definitely treasures to be found in their domain.
Yeah.
Remember, knowledge is power, especially in the goblin economy.
I couldn't agree more. Big thanks to our listener for sending in this guide and to you, of course, for helping us all decipher the goblin code.
Happy to be here.
And for everyone listening, remember, this is just the tip of the goblin gold mine. Keep exploring, keep learning, and as always, keep those wits about you in the wild world of DeFi.